Thanks for calling me out today. No, I had a lot of fun. It's been ages since I've been to an arcade, especially one that was this decent sized and had a lot of stuff to do. But, you know, I am curious, though. Why did you call me? You've barely ever really talked to me after a while, you know? I mean, did something happen with what's his name? Oh, I'm sorry. What happened? Oh, well, that sucks. I didn't, well, no, I didn't know anything about that. I mean, I never really liked the guy, but, you know, you were my friend, so, you know, I just wanted you to be happy with whoever it was you were with, you know, so. You know, I didn't interfere or anything. Well, you know. I mean, if I knew, I mean, maybe I'd have told you about it, but I don't know. It's complicated. No, it wouldn't be a guy code thing of why I'd tell you, or at least why I wouldn't tell you. Well, it's more of a friend thing if why I would tell you about it. But, you know, why I wouldn't tell you is because, well, that's your own problems to deal with, you know. It wouldn't have involved me. But, I mean, I'm still glad you called me out here. It's been a long time since we've hung out together. Well, yeah, of course I would prefer to hear it from you directly. I mean, have you forgotten? I tend not to hang around on social media. So, clearly not going to see your update about it on Facebook, or, I mean, does anyone still really even use Facebook anymore? You know, or Instagram, or, you know, Twitter. Really shitty places anyway. But, yeah, it's nice to be here, though. Oh, me? Oh, nothing. I've, you know, just been working. The usual stuff. Yeah, it is how it is, you know, it can get pretty busy sometimes, but, you know, it's fulfilling work. Yeah, it can get a little hectic sometimes, yeah, sure, I guess, but, you know, other than the guy troubles, how's it been for you? Well, I'm glad you're starting to finally get somewhere with it. I honestly was starting to feel a little bit like your parents. You wouldn't really get anywhere with that, but it's nice to know that you're, you know, find somewhere to where you can finally be happy about it. Hey, okay, you don't need to be that much of a hard ass, all right? I mean, I did beat your ass already in Marvel vs. Capcom today. Yeah, no. Today really was really fun. Yeah. I did miss this, though. I remember when we always used to hang out, you know? We would always just, well, you know, just talk sometimes for a long time, and, you know. Mm-hmm. Why didn't we ever hook up? You should know that by now already. Why? I mean, you're the one who put me here. Because a guy trying to get out of the friend zone is not exactly attractive now. Yeah, well, just because I filled out nicely, as you say, doesn't really mean anything about that. No, it's not like I never thought about it, but, I mean, you know, you just said you wanted to be friends, and I wanted to keep that promise. Well, that and a few other things, but that's neither here nor there, but, what? Other thing? Oh, well, It's a personal thing. You don't really need to concern yourself too much about it. It's just, maybe now's not the best time for that. Let's just, enjoy the rest of the night here. It's good to just talk about things, catch up, Well, yeah, I suppose we have relatively caught up, but I mean, do we have to rush things or anything else? Well, here's the thing. I mean, what would I be? Would I just be the rebound? Or would you at least try to get something more out of it? 'Cause, you already know how I felt about you for a really long time. And I've gotten over a lot of those feelings I've had about you for quite a while now, and you bringing all this up, you're really opening some doors here that I preferred to have stayed closed. So, if you really are serious about this, I want to at least make sure that you're not just doing this just to get back at him. Yeah, now you realize it, huh? All right. Okay, fine. Okay, we can. Well, all right. Since you're the one starting to, well, confess, I suppose. I guess we can start confessing now. But not here. Okay? Let's just head back to your place. You didn't pick a too bad of a place to finally live here when you finally moved out. It was a little bit sad when you finally did go out and find your own place. Felt a little bit lonely without you here. Well, yeah, I guess. Okay. Finally here. Okay, so about that thing I needed to tell you as to why we couldn't do it out there in public. Okay. You see, the other reason why I decided to, just want to be friends with you, other than just, well, you friend zoned me anyway, is also because I'm. Oh, boy, this is gonna sound really. Really weird. I'm a Kitsune. Or, an Izuna, as some other ways of what humans like to call us. Oh, right. Not many people understand the Japanese words usually that most people know about it. I'm a fox spirit. Or, well, I guess you could say I'm more of a reincarnation of one. What? No, I'm not punking you. Ironically, I'm not. I'm usually, you know what I mean. I'm usually like to mess with you a lot. But okay, since you're gonna be complicated about this, I guess I'm gonna have to. Okay, we're gonna have to do this the hard way. See? Ears on the tail. No, I'm not coming out to you as a furry. God damn it. No, they're not cosplay. They're real. Yeah. You know how we have monster people who live in our world, right? Well, I'm one of them. And, well, as I told you, I'm a Kitsune, or an Izuna, fox spirit, whichever one helps you. But, wait, you know what? I remember. Yeah, you used to watch Naruto. I'm like Kurama, I'm a nine-tailed fox. Well, no, I don't turn big and red, and I'm all about Naruto. No, I'm not all about that, no. How many tails do I have? I told you, I have nine. Okay? I told you. I'm a Kyuubi. Well, normally it would take at least 1,000 years for a nine tails to grow the nine tails, but you see, I am a reincarnation, so I kind of found out that I can have my tails at least at around, oh, I don't know, maybe when I was 7. Yeah, around there. The entire time after that, I had to learn how to control hiding my magic and hiding my tails. You know, Mom was actually really well versed in the occult stuff. She, well, yeah, she used to be a punk rock goth thing when she was a bit of a kid, and she kind of learned about this sort of stuff, so she's the one who kind of helped teach me how to control my stuff. But, you know, we never made such much of a big deal about it. Yeah, they're real. Oh, okay, here, come here. Here, touch my ears. Just, yeah. See? They're real. Told you, I'm not a fucking furry. Yeah, I know they're soft. Hey, you don't need to. Hey, stop that. That feels really. Hey, stop. I'm not a damn dog. Sorry. Anyway, so what I want to do, at least besides, show you that I'm a fox spirit here, I want to do something a little bit different here. I mean, whatever it is you probably wanted to do out of this is probably a little more. So here, I want you to sit on the couch. Yeah, like that. Okay. Now, just gonna sit opposite of you here on the chair. Okay. Since you've watched, we all have our powers and stuff, right? Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna do the whole chakra thing if that's what you think I'm gonna do. No. No. It's a little bit more, well, intimate, I guess you could say. So, what I want you to do is close your eyes. Good. Now, what I want you to do is empty your mind of all distractions. That's it. Whatever it is that's trying to bother you in the day, what's his name, or even me right now, I just want you to relax and empty your mind. Good. Now breathe into your nose, hold it, then out through your mouth. Good. One more time. Hold it and release. Okay. Now, I want you to think of some place that calms you. Whatever it is. Okay. Are you focusing on it? Okay. Now that you're focusing on whatever it is that calms you, I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna get behind you and I'm gonna put my hands on your cheeks, nice and gentle. Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you. Besides, I wouldn't do that anyway. I'm gonna rock your head nice and slow in my hands, helping you relax. That's it. Just let your neck go limp. Just let me rock. That's it. Feel the warmth of my palms on your cheeks. Good. Good. Now I'm just going to gently pull your head. Stretch out those muscles that are tense. There you go. You're really tense here. Okay. I'm feeling a little bit better now. Good. Because I'm not going to stop. We're still going here. Now, I want you to take off your shirt. No, it's not an order. It's a cute lace one, though, by the way. But now we're just losing focus. Okay, so don't be afraid. You're just going to feel my claws. Feel them now, gently caressing your skin as I rub my hands down your neck and across your chest. Keep feeling the warmth of my hands. A little warmer now. Yeah, it's because I'm using my Foxfire a little bit to warm you up. It's okay. I told you, I'm not going to hurt you. I would never do that. Okay. Keep rubbing my hands across your chest. Now, put my hands on your shoulders. Feel our skin to skin. Now I'm going to knead your shoulders. Try and rub out any stress that you feel. Wherever that is. Okay. Not too hard. I know you're strong, but I know you at least need a little pressure here. See? Told you I'm not going to hurt you with my claws. Getting goosebumps from feeling them, huh? It's okay. Gonna take your arms now. Slowly run my hands down the length of your arms, up and down. Again, run my hands up and down your arms. Now with the very tips of my claws, very gentle grazing. Don't worry, I'm not trying to cut your skin. We're not here to do that. Just here to help you relax. Good. You're starting to get there. Very good. Okay. Now, I'm going to keep massaging your shoulders. But now, I'm going to do something a little bit unorthodox. So, just keep focusing on my voice. Don't worry about it, whatever it is that you're going to feel. You're going to like it. Feeling that warmth on your stomach. Yeah, feels like four hands, right? Probably because it is. Yeah. Yeah, I can make copies of myself. Granted, they're more just single-minded directed, but still me. Let my copy's hands rub your stomach. Gets around your sides. And now just keep focusing here on your shoulders. Good. Good. Shh. It's okay. It's okay. I told you I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just here to help you relax. Help you feel better. Good. Feel both sets of hands on you. Okay. Now, my copy's gonna take your pants off. Lifted your hips pretty quick there. Somebody must be getting off on the fact that they have two guys taking care of them, even if it is just the same guy. Nice to know that you're not afraid of the fact that I'm a fox. Oh. You find the thought of the tail cute, huh? Well, we'll see about that later on. For now, though, just here to help you relax. Okay. Pants are off. Good. I like the lace stuff you chose. Real cute. Okay. Now, I'm gonna have my copy there. Massage your thighs. Nice and slow. Squeezing all the sore muscles there in your thighs. Getting rid of all the tension that you're feeling. Okay. Breathe in deep. Hold it. And release. One more time. Good. Feel my copy's hands there on your thighs. Feel a tail around your ankle. Yeah, you can use them. After all, though, you don't need to worry about it. Just don't want to alarm you right now, though, but watching your face be all relaxed and enjoying all this pampering that you're getting made me did grow out two of my tails. Yeah, I'm at three. It's okay, though. Don't worry about it. I'm perfectly in control. I just like how you look. Especially after all this time. Finally getting to touch you like this. Okay. Lean your head back. My copy's gonna keep massaging down your legs. Feel the warmth of his hands. Now, open your mouth. Good girl. Not as what you were expecting, huh? It's okay. I wasn't expecting tonight either. But I think I like the end results that we're getting. Okay. Your body's nice and warm now, right? I can tell, though. Your scent is starting to waft into my nose. I'm a fox, so I do have a better sense of smell Okay. Here, let me take your hands. You can touch my ears again. Gently, slowly. Feel how soft they are. There you go. Just relax. Enjoy all the sensations that I'm trying to give to you. Okay. Gonna sit next to you now. Keep your eyes closed. Just enjoy the sensations. Gonna lift your head, and I'm gonna kiss your neck. Give you a little nip. Soft little bites all across your neck. It's okay. You don't need to worry about the copy right now. It's just me and you. Just me and you. Feel my claws caressing your chest. Now, keep relaxing. Good. Feel my hand going down your body and my lips on your neck. My hand there on your thigh again, giving you very nice soft caresses. Oh, you know how close I am, but I want you to just enjoy being touched. Even if you want me to touch other places right now, I just want you to enjoy not being touched where you probably want me to touch you most. Until you have no choice but to feel it and want it, then I'll touch you. Good. Good. Your moans are starting to me enjoy this better. It's okay though. Just here to help you relax. It's okay. Can open your eyes. Yeah. My eyes are red. Yeah, slits too. It's okay. I told you, you don't need to be afraid. I wouldn't hurt you. Just here to pamper you, make you feel better, to help you relax. Oh, you want me to touch you now? Touch you where? Oh, you mean here? Can already feel it. You're already getting warm. Rub your clit with the very tip of my claws, right through the panties, It's okay. There you go. Can already feel your hips squirming a little. Gonna keep rubbing gently. Let me wrap my tails around your leg. It's alright. No, I just like using my tails. I know they feel good on your skin. Feel the fur. And also, because, well, it gets my scent on you. Helps no to any other demi-humans out there or any other foxes that, well, you're mine now. You're mine. But right now, I'm not going to take you. Not yet, at least. I'm just going to keep teasing you down here. Oh, I know. It's okay. I'm just going to keep rubbing you here on your clit. Nice and slow. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it if I start to get more tails. It's easy for me to control myself. Keep rubbing. Rubbing you gently. Oh. Okay. Fine. Okay. Move those panties aside. I'll be gentle, don't worry. I'm not gonna hurt you with the claws. Stick my finger inside you. Nice and real, real slow. There you go. Oh, you're moaning like you're in desperate need. Are you? Good. I like hearing you say that. I'm just gonna play with you nice and slow. Swirl my finger around inside you. Gently. Using my claw to pick up any juices that are inside you. Taste good. Let me go back there and play with you again. Maybe an extra challenge now. Add another finger. Nice and slow. I know you probably want me to go faster, but no, it's not what this is for. I told you. I want you to relax and feel good. Going hard would just ruin it for you. Shh, it's okay. Just feel good. This is all for you. There you go. Okay, I'll be nice now. I'm gonna go a little faster. There you go. Feel my fingers there inside you. Let me rub my thumb on your clit too. I feel your scent. You're getting stronger now. Come here. Let me kiss you. It's okay. Are you about to come? Yeah, you're about to come. No, not yet. Not yet. You're not gonna come yet. Smells so good. Tastes good. Why'd I not let you come? Well, that's simple. None of this has been happening at all. That's right. It's all been in your head. How long? Ever since I showed you my ears and my tail. It's all been an illusion. An illusion of what's in your mind. Of what you want. And what you've been wanting to desire when it came to bringing me over here. No. I could have stopped it at any time, but I wanted to see just how far you were willing to go. To make sure that you were being honest. But it's okay. Your real body's perfectly fine there on the couch. You're perfectly fine. Nothing's hurting you. I told you. I wasn't here to hurt you, and I wasn't going to hurt you. But I suppose now I should let you come out of it. So, when you wake up out of the illusion, it's just going to be me and you there on the couch. And whatever you want to do, that's up to you. 1, 2, 3. Enjoy that. I'm glad you did. No, your clothes are still on, see? I told you, it was just an illusion in your head. But as you can see, my ears and my tails, those are real. I told you. Well, I told you. I'm a kitsune. We are known for a little bit of mischief and messing with humans, so. But I do like having to use my magic like that, though. It's fun to see how humans react to what their minds want. So, tell me, what do you want now? No, no more illusions. It's just me and you now, here in reality. How many do I have out right now? Here. Let me show you. I'm at 7. Well, not all of us are in this well enough control when it comes to our tails coming out. Some of us, sometimes, we do get a little bit, well, primal when our tails come out. Especially when we're with a partner, but, well, I do know a few other ones out there. Other kitsunes. But, for me, it doesn't bode too much of a problem. Oh, you want to see what 9 does? Okay then. Fine. We can see where that goes. Come here. Well, I suppose you'll just have to take the clothes off, huh? Can already smell it off you. And even though it was just an illusion, though, every sensation you felt, every taste that I had, is based off your mind and what you know of reality. So I already taste what you tasted like. Okay. Okay. Fine. You need it that bad, huh? No problem. We have all night. Let me just take these off. Here. Oh. Gonna give it back to me in turn, huh? Okay. Go ahead. Licking it like it's last meal you're ever gonna have. All over your body. Get my scent completely on you. Stroke me too. I'm more than ready. I'm more than ready for you. See, I'm at 8 right now. Take the stuff off. Loose the panties. Come here. Get on top of me. I'll even give you a special little treat here. I'm not even gonna use my hands. Stand you up. Fuck it, I know I said get on top of me, but I don't care right now. Stand up. Spread your legs out now. Use my tails. Yeah, come here. Let me hold your face. Put your hands behind your back. I can use my tails and keep you restrained. Dripping already so bad. Rub my cock all along your pussy right there. Yeah, that's it. Look in my eyes. Yeah, you don't need to be afraid. I'm not a bad demon fox. It's okay, no. I'm your fox. And I'm gonna have all the fun with you. Oh. You're even hotter than my foxfire. Pull you in with my tails. Pull you into my strokes. That's it. I feel my hips bucking against you. I can feel you moaning so much right now. All the build up from the illusion massage must have. Oh, fuck, you're clenching so much right now. That's it. I'll put it, pull you in harder.
pressing down your back. That's leaving nice little streaks along your back. Let me grab your hips. Yes, that's it. Pull you in more with my tails. You pull your ass cheeks open. No. No, I'm not gonna do that with my tails, no. I am, though, gonna tease your ass, though, with my fingers. Curl my fingers inside your ass so you can feel my claws inside you. Both your holes filled with my fingers and my cock. Oh, I feel you clenching. Oh, fuck, you're so tight right now. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna go harder. I'm gonna yank you now in my tails. Yank you into me. Press your body against mine. Yeah, I went to 9. It's okay, though. Told you. I didn't go completely primal. It's different for other Kitsunes. For some of us, we go really primal. Some of us, we just get really, really horny. For me, I guess you could say I was a little dominant with how I use my tails, so... it's okay, here. Just sit next to me here. Let me just pull out. Let me just get a taste a little bit. I like how we taste together. Salty and sweet. Can tell though which one's the saltier, which one's the sweet, though we mix so well together. No, this was all real, no illusions. Maybe next time though, if you want, we can do something with the copies, if that's what you really want. Although, I'll be a little bit selfish though. I don't like sharing, even with myself. But let's just cuddle on the couch here together. Yeah, it was a real fun day. Glad you finally decided to take me out of the friend zone. Here, put all my tails around you. I'll keep us warm. Don't worry. We'll see each other in the morning.